The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 43, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 18th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
The characteristics of water are exhibited by its moistening other substances, coagulating various mixtures, causing satisfaction, maintaining life, softening things, driving away heat, incessantly supplying itself to the reservoirs of water, and refreshing by slaking thirst.
Kledanam pindanam tripti pranan appa anandanam tapapunodo bhuyasam ambaso brittayosu ima. So this is analysis of water. So many things can be performed by water. Everything is being analytically studied. Kiti ap tej marut mom. So but one thing important in this verse is that tapa apanodo, refreshing. Refreshing, when you are thirsty, you drink water, immediately your thirst is satiated and you feel a fresh pleasure. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this qualification of the water, tapa apanoda, what is that verse? Apoham, raso. Rasuham kaunta kaunteya prabhasmi sasisudya. So, this satisfaction, actually our satisfaction can be revived only with relationship of Krishna. Revival of our relationship with Krishna. That is shanti. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, when he came in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was hankering after material opulence, kingdom, a better kingdom than his father, than his grandfather. That was his ambition as a child. He was insulted by his stepmother. So, actually, when he saw Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, he was so satisfied that he said, Shamin kitarthosmi varangana jati. Now I have no more hankering. So this is also one tapa. In this material world, we are suffering so many varieties of tapa. Tapan bindanti maithunam agaram agya. It is simply full of tapa. Tapa means heat, and tapa means unbearable, miserable condition. Therefore, from tapa, it comes from tapa, tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some unfavorable condition. Of course, the soul is not affected by any favorable or unfavorable condition. Asangayam purusha. Actually, it has no connection with the favorable and unfavorable condition. It is simply obhinivesh, the mind being affected by the material contamination. We are suffering so-called miserable condition of life. It is due to the mind. Otherwise, as it is said, one man is satisfied in a very poor condition of life, and another man is not satisfied even in the best opulent condition of life. Why? It is due to the mind. It is due to the mind. Therefore, whole process of spiritual life or peaceful life, spiritual life is peaceful life. Material life is not peaceful life. Ahankara vimuratma. There are so many varieties of desires in material life. Therefore, one cannot be peaceful. That is not possible. But when one enters into spiritual life means to revive our spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, then we can become happy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Three things, if we learn, what are those three things? Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloko maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam jnatamam shanti vichyat. Shanti, if we learn these three things, then we'll get shanti. Shanti, that is clearly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Gyatva mam, me, Krishna says, person, just like, give me. But Krishna says, Gyatva mam. What is that? We have to know Krishna, that he is actually enjoyer. Master and servant, if the servant knows that in this house my master is the proprietor, he is the enjoyer, I am simply servant, then he is peaceful. But if he artificially tries to become the master, although he is servant there, then there is all disturbance. So, here our miserable conditions are caused by our thinking that I am the proprietor, I am the owner, I am the enjoyer. One becomes to owner, proprietor, because he wants to enjoy. So, this is our disease. Actually, we are servant of Krishna. Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. This is our original position. We are servant, even in this condition, but we are servant of Maya, illusion. Means we are servant of our lusty desires, kaam, krodh, anger, lobh, greediness, moha, illusion, so many, mada, madness. We are servant of these propensities. We are not master. When you become master of these sense gratification processes, then you are Swami. That is the position of Swami. Swami means master. Goswami. Goswami means this controller of the senses. Go means senses. So Swami or Goswami means one who has control over the senses or one who has control over the mind. The mind is very restless. The whole yogic process is meant for controlling the mind. Because unless you control the mind will volumes of desires, hundreds, thousands, millions, and you have to satisfy them. They're very shanti. You have to satisfy the master who has become your master, mind. Then you are disturbed. There cannot be any peace. And mind has got many millions of desires. Therefore, when you can control over the mind, that mind desires something and you have to control. No, you cannot do it. Then you become Swami. Swami, this sannyasis, they are giving the title Swami or Goswami because the sannyasis are supposed to control over the mind, over the senses. Therefore they are called Swami. Otherwise, not Swami, but servant. If you are controlled by the mind, then you are servant. And if you are controller of the mind, then you are Swami, the same person. So how you can become Swami? Because we are falsely thinking that I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, I am the leader, I am the friend of my family, my society, my nation, so many ways. You have to convert this thing. Sridhar Sarvabhutana, Krishna said that I am the friend of everyone. But we are taking the place of Krishna, leadership, and I am declaring to my countrymen, to my followers, that I am your friend. I cannot be friend because I do not know what is the goal of life. I cannot lead them properly. Some immediate convenience we can offer, and people, being less intelligent, they are after immediate profit. It is called prayer. Just like if you say to a small child, don't go to school, please come and play with me. He would like to play with his friend. That is immediate profit. But if you ask him to go to the school, that is remote profit. That is called Shreya and prayer. Prayer means immediate profit. And you're two young men. If one friend says to the other friend, oh, let us go to the cinema, that is very palatable. And if he says, let us go to this meeting in Hare Krishna land, and that is not very palatable. This is the distinction between Shreya and Priya. Nishreshaya. Nishreshaya means ultimate goal of life, ultimate profit of life. The ultimate profit of life is to go back to home, back to God. Because we are suffering on account of separation from God. This is our cause of suffering. Instead of becoming servant of God, we have become the servant of senses. That is the cause of our suffering. Therefore, three things, if we can understand thoroughly, that Krishna or God is the proprietor and enjoyer of the whole universe or creation. Hence, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Sarbo Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all universe or planets, and Sridhang Sarvabhutanam. And he is the real friend of everyone. Jata, one who knows, Krishna says, Mom, me, then he gets shanti. Otherwise there cannot be any shanti. In the Chaitanya Chaitanya also it is confirmed that bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakuli ashant Krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shant. Krishna bhakta, one is fully Krishna conscious, he is shant, he is fully confident. Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, he is fully confident that Krishna, I have surrendered to Krishna, I have taken shelter of Krishna, and he has promised, aham tva sarva pap vibham akhishyami. Then, where is the cause of my anxiety? Therefore, he can become, he has understood, Krishna, the Supreme Personality, Almighty, All-Powerful, full of all opulences. So, if he has taken my charge, then where is my anxiety? That is shanti. That is shanti. And so long we are taking shelter of maya, asat, which will not stay. Suppose we are taking shelter, child is taking shelter of the father, mother, or the citizens is taking shelter of the state, of the government. So one has to take shelter of something else for protection, for security. But they are not actually security, therefore you are always full of anxiety. You may be a citizen of a great state like United States of America, but you are not without any anxiety, because that shelter is not sufficient. That will not stay. Just like recently in America, they had to dethrone Mr. Nixon because they are not free from anxiety. So you cannot become free from anxiety by taking shelter of anything material. That is not possible. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asat griha. Asat and sat. Sat means eternal and asat means temporary. So we are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We are not annihilated after the annihilation or destruction of this body. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the eternal. Then we'll be happy. And so long we shall take shelter of the temporary thing, asat, this material world, material society, friendship, love, state, community, nation, anything you take, they are not permanent. They cannot be happy. But if you take shelter for security at the lotus feet of the Supreme, then you are actually secure. Sada samadvigna dhiyam asat grahat. Asat grahat. Asat means this material world. It will not stay. Just like this material body. It will not stay, everyone knows. It has a beginning, birth. It stays for some time. It transforms some other bodies as children. Then it becomes old, dwindling, and then finished. These are six different transformations of the material world. But it is temporary. Asat. But there is another life where there is no transformation. Eternal. Nitya sasatayam nahannate hannamane sari. That is spiritual world. So, that spiritual world, we have no information But we have got little experience. Spiritual world means complete peaceful, shanti. Bhoktaram jagatamasam sarvalokumaisam. Gyatamam shanti michati. Therefore, it is a compulsory business of our life to understand God or Krishna, if you want shanti. Gyatamam shanti michati. If you want shanti, then you have to know God. What is God? Not vague idea. Actual. Gyatamam shanti michati. You have to know. Now, the position is how to know God. How to know God? So God knows, it is very easy. If you don't chant, suppose if I say that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you'll know God. You may think that, why shall I chant Hare Krishna mantra? I belong to different religion. Why shall I chant this Hindu's Hare Krishna mantra? Then, all right, you do not chant Hare Krishna mantra, but you try to understand God in your daily life. What is that? That satisfaction by drinking water. Rasoham of Sukhantya. Everyone drinks water. Either you become Hindu, Muslim, Christian, you have to drink water. And after drinking water, when you feel satisfaction, as it is said, tapo apanado, the tiresomeness immediately annihilates, immediately diminishes, satisfies. So that satisfaction is Krishna or God. Krishna says. So you haven't got to search out Krishna anywhere. Krishna is within you, God is within you. But still, if you are doubtful, then God says, Krishna says, you try to understand me in this way. Tapo apanadu, the water. Everyone drinks water. Very easy. Rasu ham of sukantya. Then the beginning, if you do not do anything, just I am trying to convince you about the easy process of bhakti yoga. Anyone, everyone, at any place, any condition of life, he can become a bhakta. Ahituki apratihata. This is first class religion. To become devotee of God. Sabai pungsang paro dharma. Jato bhakti adhokhaji. Bhakti, when you, bhakti means loving service. When you develop your dormant love for Krishna and you begin to serve Him, that is called bhakti. So this bhakti is the first class religion. Paro dharma. All other different kinds of religious system, they are material. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Buddhist. These are all material designation. It is not dharma. Just like gold, gold cannot be Hindu gold, Christian gold, Muslim gold. Gold is gold. There is no question of Hindu gold or Muslim gold. Similarly, dharma, dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means relationship with God. So human being in any society, any part of the world, there is a consciousness or sense of understanding God. The method may be different. That is another thing. But the idea is how to know God. Just like Christian, they say, oh God, give us our daily bread. So there is relations. Muslim, they say, Allahu Akbar. God is great. So, And Hindu concepts I'm generally say, param brahma param dhamo, pavitram paramamba. So any sense you say, there is relationship with God. So unless you revive your relationship with God, which is dormant, there is no shanti. There cannot be any shanti. So try to understand God. Therefore Krishna is canvassing that if you do not take this process, that process, you simply, while drinking water, you think of me, here is Krishna. Here is Krishna. As it is said here, tapo apanato. Everyone drinks water. So everyone can remember Krishna or God. If you simply learn this art, that while drinking water, while I feel satisfaction, I must know here is God. Your devotional life immediately begins, without any education, without any enlightenment. Any child can, if you teach the child that when you drink water, you think of God. Of course, one must have some knowledge what is God. So that, according to different status of life. So here from Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavata we understand Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. So Krishna is here in the temple, Krishna is in my room in picture. So that is also not difficult. How easy it is, just try to understand that if drinking water and if I think, here is Krishna, and I have seen Krishna in the temple, I have seen Krishna in my room, my father has shown me, here is Krishna, then where is the difficulty? And if you think Krishna like that, here is Krishna, that is the beginning of spiritual life. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam, memorizing. So we request everyone to come to the temple because he will have the impression what is Krishna, how he looks. Here is Krishna. It is not imagination. Don't think it is imagination. We have imagined some form, just like the Mahavadi say, it is imagination. No, it is fact. Because this Krishna, this form of Krishna, our forefathers, our acharyas, they have seen when Krishna is present on this planet. And there are many, many old temples, the same feature of Krishna, two hands playing on the flute. And anywhere you see Krishna, he has got this flute, because that is his most beloved, favorite instrument. That is stated in the Shastra. Not imagination. Venum kannantam aravinda dalayatapsam varahabatam samasita. In the Vedic language, he said, Krishna, he has got a flute in his hand. He likes to play on flute. Venum kannantam aravinda dulayatapsam varahavatam samasitam buddhasundara. Varahavatam means a peacock feather. He likes peacock feather. These symptoms are described in the Vedic literature. And when Krishna was present on this heart, the same feature was there. So this picture, this photo or this statue of Krishna, this Archamurti, he is not different from the original Krishna. So if you simply come here, take the impression of Krishna and think of Krishna while drinking water, you become a devotee. It is a very difficult job. Very easy. Anyone can do. Anyone can do. Patram pustvam palam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. Then if you develop, this is Santaras. Then when you develop your Santaras, then there is Dasaras. Dasaras means that you want to serve him. That is further development. Here is God. No idea. Therefore, according to the Vedic principle, whoever comes to the temple, he brings something to offer to Krishna. Not that he requires huge amount of money. No. You must offer something. What is that? Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jomi Bhakti Apajacchati. Krishna is not in want. But if you give something to Krishna, that is for your benefit. If Krishna accepts something from you, then your life becomes successful. I have no money, what can I offer to Krishna? That is not the fact. We have got money for going to cinema, and we have no money to bring one flower for Krishna. This is denial. This is denial. Krishna does not say that you bring $1,000. No. He says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jome Bhakta Prajachat. So anywhere within this universe, you can get all these things, however poor man you may be. Patram, a little leaf, better tulsi leaf, or any leaf. Patram, pushpam, a little flower, phalam, little fruit, a little water. That's all. Jo me bhakta prajacchati, Krishna, he is the Bhoktaram Jagadabhusam Sabalu. He is the proprietor of the whole universe. So why he is asking this Patram Pushpam Phalatam? He is so poor. He is not poor. He is the most opulent. But if you begin to give something to Krishna, you become opulent. That is one. Therefore his canvas. Give me something. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurusatad madarpanam. Because you have forgotten to give to Krishna. Therefore Krishna comes down, jada jadahi dharma sagdani bhavati vara. He can message, please give me something. As if he is in great need of it. He is not need of it. But if you hear Krishna, and if you give something to Krishna, then it is for your benefit. You will understand gradually what is your relationship with Krishna and gradually develop your Krishna consciousness. Then your life is successful. Thank you very much.